KI4DOS calling CQ from Blue Ridge to Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
AOS? VLW, Randy, with an announcement.
Good evening, KI4VLW. Mr. Randy, up there in Asheville with an announcement. You want to go with your announcement now, Randy?
Thank you, Gary. Well, folks, it's almost here. The West Cars Ham Fest over in Waynesville will be held a week from this coming Saturday, July the 20th. It will be at the Smoky Mountain Event Center, the old Haywood County Fairgrounds, same place it's been for the past several years. $10 at the gate. I believe most, if not all, our vendors we had last year are back. Free tailgating with the admission ticket. The pole barn will have people down there. And we've about 85% capacity in the inside building. So again, that'll be Saturday, July the 20th. And gates open at 8 a.m. Hamfest run till about 2. The kitchen will be open for coffee, biscuits. I believe they're going to have biscuits and gravy this year for breakfast, drinks, and other items. So if you have a chance and have time, please come on up and join us. We'd love to have you. Love to see you. Gary, appreciate it. And hopefully see you and Dave and a few more the 20th.
Well, I do appreciate you bringing that to the net. Does anyone need any fills on Randy's announcement? I do appreciate you bringing that to us. If you would, put a number on that for me, and do you want to check Linda in?
And check Linda in, KJ4CRL, and number one on the announcements.
Appreciate it. I got that down now. I'll count that as a piece of traffic. And like to say good evening again to KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda up there in Nashville. Randy, looking forward to seeing you and Linda and everybody up at the Waynesville Ham Fest Saturday after next. Always have a good time when we come up there. And I tell you, I hope those ladies and gentlemen have the gravy biscuits. That would be a real treat for breakfast there at the kitchen. You always put out some good food, folks. They really do. Put on a really wonderful presentation on everything. But thanks for bringing that to us, Randy. We got her down, and you and Miss Linda have a wonderful evening. What's left of it, look forward to seeing y'all in a couple of weeks. Send three, my friend. Do we have additional announcements, bulletins, or traffic for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Sir, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the Rag-Chew portion. This being Wednesday night, Rag-Chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the Rag-Chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I got an Echo Link station up. We'll grab this Echo Link station, and then we'll go through to pre-nets. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa. Landing via Echo Link, Blowing Rock, North Carolina, in and out.
Whiskey I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KG4WNP. That's Mr. Landon up there in Blowing Rock, North Carolina this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're doing well. Don't work too hard and get back to us safely there, young man. You are missed from the area. Alrighty, we'll go over to the pre-net check-ins now. The folks are using pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those and say good evening to these folks. First off is W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down there in Simpsonville. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And K4OSH. That's Mr. Pat. He's over in Spartanburg. And KO4ZEW. That's Mr. Ben. He's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy. He's up there at Table Rock. And K4ACJ. That's Christopher. He's up in Gaffney. And KJ4UH. And KC4W. That's Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. And KI4LJG. That's Mr. Robert up there in River Falls. And AA4GH. That's Mr. Gus in Newland, North Carolina. And KI4GOD. That's Mr. John. He's over in Greenville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John. He's up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's in there enjoying our company that has come down to visit with us for a few days. So that concludes all the pre-nets, and that's all the Echolink stations I've got listed. So we'll go over to the RF section now, and we'll start with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative, and please check in by phone relay, our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative.
Hey, I'm still in New England, Desert, who is checked in to October, Austin, India, Matt. Loud and not imminent, I'll be negative.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt Western, Greenville County, be negative and negative. 73 all the net, tell Miss Joy I said hello.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena, sometimes known as Miss Giggles. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Mr. Rick and Michelle we said hello, and Lorena brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Michelle's down there in Ware Shoals, and we got her via telephone relay. But do appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing absolutely marvelous. Next, we got K4OIM. That's my buddy Walt up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Sounding good this evening. Hope you are doing well. Tell the family we said hello. and WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. Hope you are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Thanks for remembering her as well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo, spec 4, Papa Uniform, Wilmondale, North Carolina.
In the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KQ4PUK. That's Mr. Cecil up there in North Carolina. Cecil, did I get all that right?
Spot on the first time.
There, young man, I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. If you can make it, if you can't, come back when you can. You're always welcome here on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. But do appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen of Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no RACU, and do tell Miss George that we say hello.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope y'all are doing well, and thanks for being with us this evening. Going back to the RF section, we'll go up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for sending me that information on the computer place, Gary. And good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Sir, Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Raymond Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
And I was checking in. You were over-deviating your microphone just a little bit, and I couldn't quite pull you out. Try it again, please. Getting any audio, so you might want to check your microphone or whatnot and try it again in just a moment. In the meantime, let me recognize these. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And you're welcome there, Tom. Good, nice fellas over there. Got my computer back up and running, so I'm a happy camper. But you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful evening. And then we got my other brother, my different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Chris. Hope you're doing well. And I got to come see you here soon, just to visit. You know, I hadn't seen you in a while. We'll get over there and visit with you, but I'll give you a call when I head that way. Do appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Chris. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. You check in KQ4QHV, Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Nick. I'm mobile in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out tonight.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Yankee Mike. It is KQ4SYM. This is Kurt from Greer. I'll be negative, negative.
KQ4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KQ4QHV. That's Mr. Nick. He's mobile down there in V Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Nick. You be careful out there on the mobile. Don't want anything to happen to you there, young man. And I hope you are doing well. And then we got Kirk. Is the prefix to your call KO or KQ?
24 Sierra Yankee Mike. Yes.
Perfect. I had the KO and my pencil point broken. When I finished it out, I just wrote the rest of your call and I didn't get the little tail on my cue. So that's the reason I could not remember. But we got you in the log correctly, Kurt. That's KQ4SYM over there in Greer. We do appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well. Let's see here. Let's try moving up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 2B Determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you, Ms. Joy, and everyone on that.
DOS. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. The name here is David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. K4UBD, Kilo 4 Uniform Bravo Delta. Jan in Traveler's Rest. Thanks for running the net, Gary.
4 DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Mike. Allen in Greenville, negative and negative.
Sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Look forward to seeing you folks in a couple of weeks up there in Waynesville. And WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. And K4UBD, that's Miss Jan up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Jan. Hope you're doing well. And KO4VM, that's Mr. Allen over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you are doing well. And KO4YHY, that's Mr. Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Hope you are doing well, and thanks for coming by and checking in with us tonight. Any others, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in KF4BVJ, Kilo Fox 4, Bravo Victor Juliet, Terry and Taylor's, and just check me in and out.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KF4BVJ. That's Mr. Terry over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up now to the Echo Zoo Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
On the net, speed check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. Patrick, I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net. Tell Joy we said hello.
4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And, Patrick, I got my computer back up and going, just to let you know there, young man. It's working like it's supposed to for a change. but do appreciate all the help you gave me while mine was down. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Your group called himself this evening. Well, so we'll move up to the very patient group on a Wednesday night as India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Since name of 3, speech 1 of you.
Yes. Terry, I hope you and Miss Joy both are well. Please check in with T4 in the Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you enjoy it. Have a good evening, Terry. And Bill and I are doing pretty good. Not much going on. No traffic, no comments, right? Terry, that's why we...
4, DOS. Terry, please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. I'll be here for a comment. Hope everybody has a good night. We made it through another day. 7-3.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. Look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Joy and I are doing fine. Thanks for asking there, young man. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. Please check in. Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale in the metropolis of Ellenburg. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. I'll be negative, but I will be listening into the swap net tonight. Everybody have a wonderful remainder of the week.
4DOS. In Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee David and my wife Marie. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. Down here, Southern Greenville County, Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
4DOS. Harry, please check in NC9V. Leon, here in Hendersonville, and also my lovely bride, Wendy. Kilo Echo 4, Delta X-ray Juliet. 73 for everybody on the net. It will be negative and negative, but we will be listening to the swap net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4SMV. That's my buddy Dale up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Hope you are doing well. Look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, all Lord willing. We'll get up there to Waysman and put an eyeball on you. Hope you're doing well, and hope to see you then. And then we got KF4NXY. That's Mr. David and his sweet bride, AF4SX. That's Miss Marie. They're down there in southern Greenville County, down there around Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon, and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy. They're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Leon. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Hope to see y'all in a couple of weeks up there at Waysville Ham Fest. I hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa. KA3WPP, Howard and Piedmont. Negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4, Richard Rainbow. No traffic, no round time.
DOS. Check in, KC4SKD, Larry, KG4AHS, Rhonda, no traffic, and I'll be here to correct you. Gary, good evening. Good evening, everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA3WPP. That's Mr. Howard. He's down there in Piedmont. I appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well there, young man. And K4ROW, that's Brother Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well. And KC4SKD, that's my neighbor Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley, neighbors of mine. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I will be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That only means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. Think to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go into the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. Had a couple of folks that emailed me last week that did not get their items on the swap net last week because my computer was down. So I'm going to read theirs first this evening. First up is looking for an MFJ 788 mag loop antenna and tuner. So if anybody's got a MFJ 1788 mag loop antenna and tuner, this fella is looking for one. Does anyone need any feels? That is for sale. And he sent me an email saying these are for sale or best offer on all of these items. He's going to try to upgrade his station to a remote station type deal. So he has an MFJ 1704 antenna switch. He would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any feels? The map is for sale. It's an HF signals and Antunio SWR meter and more. He would like $40 for it. Has anyone done any fails? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 989C. That's a manual antenna tuner in excellent working condition, and he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 267. That's a dummy load wattmeter. It's in good condition. It was recently calibrated and is very accurate. And he would like $139 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu SP2000 speaker. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811. He says this thing has three new matching tubes in it, and he would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570D. He says it's in mint condition, and he would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron 240-volt, 70-amp power supply. He says it's brand new, never been used. Now, folks, this is a 13.8-volt DC voltage, but it's 240-volt AC input power to this power supply. But it's a 70-amp power supply, brand new, never been used, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker. And he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 986 IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7200. He says it's in excellent condition and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? What you got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. HF transceiver has the microphone, the manual, the power cord in the box that it came in, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed out and stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run these for a few weeks when you sell these items. Or if you find these items that you're looking for, if you will please let me know. That way I can keep my book straight. Once you find them or sell them, I can take them off the book and keep my book in some kind of straight semblance of order. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. Well, here's who's first up on a clean, shiny, dry stump, and that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to there, young man?
KI4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good evening, everybody. It's been a fine day here. It's been exhausting. Not that I worked so hard or anything like that, but I spent some time outside and I feel just drained. Maybe it's additive, you know. I've been outside more just here lately because we've had some work to do on the patio. And that just has drained me. Anyway, I have enough things to do on the inside as well. Seems like my mama used to say, Well, it was true about my mama. She would go from pillar to post. Just one thing, then another thing, then another thing, like a bee on flowers, you know. She said that a lot. Anyhow, that's been the inside stuff, too. Had a humidifier, which is important. Even when the humidity is so high outdoors, with the air conditioning, it removes all that indoors. So you have to run a humidifier in order to breathe without, you know, the dry air scalding your nasal passages. So, anyway, that was a good bit of cleaning work. A humidifier is not exactly a clean running machine. But anyway, that's all tidy now. I sleep better with it. Maybe that's the thing that pushed me on that. But with all that, I am interested in hearing in your reply what was the matter with your computer and what did they do to fix it. I'm just curious about computers in that way. KK4JBQ.
First off, let me say the humidity has. We've got some company down from Statesville, North Carolina, and Rick and I have been out doing some work out in the backyard, and the humidity was absolutely miserable yesterday. It was almost bearable today. Yeah, but we are both tired. You know, we were tired last night. We were tired again this evening. But our wives have taken real good care of us and made sure we had plenty to eat and plenty of water to drink and Gatorade and stuff like that. So we're in good shape as far as that goes. So I understand how you are feeling coming in from working outside. Going from pillar to post, gosh, I've heard that all my life as well, Larry. Yeah, it's just something that our parents and grandparents and everyone, it just seemed like everybody said it there for a long time. Then you got where you didn't hear it anymore, so I don't know. Maybe it's coming back. That's a good thing, but yes, just like a bee going from flower to flower. That's a good way to put it. But glad all that was working out for you, and you get some of the stuff that you want to get done. Inside as well as out. As far as my computer goes, the guys didn't fix it. They ordered the part for me. And I went over there and picked it up. The power supply in my computer died. And I've still got the other one. I've got it over here on the bench. I've got it, got the cover taken off of it, and I'm going to go through it. And I'm going to find out what went wrong with it, and I'm going I'm going to fix it. I'm going to repair it, make sure it works. And then I'll have a spare should something happen to my power supply again. I think what happened to it, as far as what went wrong with my computer, as Joy and I were sitting up watching TV one evening, it was about 11:30, and our power went out. And then about one time, and then just a few minutes later, the power came back on. So I think at some point when the power came back on, or when it flickered before it came back on, there was a power surge, and it took out my power supply.
For that, I do agree with you that it probably was a surge. Whenever making and breaking restoration of your power supply, I guess unavoidably, a lot of amperage is present. For a millisecond or something, and it's enough to eat a power supply alive. I've had that happen too. And, it's wise. It's terribly wise to repair what you can, especially going forward in this world, I do think. to repair what you can. The knowledge you gain will always be an enrichment to you. And having a spare, oh, isn't that a good feeling? You know, you may never have to use it, but you'll think about, oh, well, I've got a spare 1,000 times. It's reassuring, too, when you've done the work. Oh, well, gracious. Anyway, I'm happy to be here. I thank you so much for bringing us all together. And this is a fine place to look forward to every day, every single day of the world. I kind of count on it. I'm sure I speak for a lot of others that look forward to this. It's not something that I get to when I can. I set an alarm on one of those smart speaker things to remind me. It has worked for me, you know, often, and I can just be here every night. I do enjoy it. Everybody have a good evening. Prepare yourself for another steamy day tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. But it can't be that way forever. It can't. It just can't. And I'll see when we might expect, we might have good reason to expect September to be a change in the weather. So everybody look forward to that. KK4JBQ. I'm going to turn it back to you, Gary. You enjoy. Have a fine evening. KK4JBQ clear.
You and Miss Donna have a wonderful evening. You know, the rest of the week as well, you know. Not just tonight, tomorrow night, and you know, the rest of the week and the next month or whatnot. I hope y'all just have a wonderful time of it. And, yeah, well, you talk about the weather a little bit. As people used to say, the only constant is change. And if you don't like our weather, wait just a few minutes, it will change. It'll do something else. I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday. One of those days, we got over 2 inches of rain in just a little while. And it'd been dry for so long. And then we got a good downpour, and then the next day it rained, and the next day it rained a little, just a little shower. And then one day over the weekend, we got over 2 inches of rain at one time. Of course, you know, when it's been dry like that for so long, most of that just runs off. It doesn't take time. Doesn't have enough time to soak in and do a whole lot, but I was just glad to see the water come down. But in the meantime, Larry, you and Miss Donna have a wonderful day and a good evening, what's left of it, and we will talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. My neighbor Larry, KC4SKD. Larry, the other Larry, he didn't dirty the stump up too bad. What have you and Miss Rhonda been up to there, young man?
KC4DOS on the net. This is KC4SKD. Still working on the car. I've stopped saying I'm going to have it done by a certain time, but I hope to be able to have it done by Saturday. We're that close. My dad's been good to come over and help me. We put the wiring harness back in on Saturday. Or actually, wiring harness number one. They used to be one big one, but I took the starter circuit out and the power distribution cables and made a separate wiring harness. So I got to figure out how to put it in, where to route it, tie wrap it up, whatever. But it made it a lot easier and neater to work with. Having two smaller ones and one big gigantic. Anyway, Lisa, the good thing is things are going well so far. It hasn't broken anything. power supply gets zapped by surge, yeah, that's likely. We got surge detectors on stuff here, but the place I used to work, we had surge detectors, and sometimes the surges would go right through them things and still get equipped.
You've had a little help with your car, and yeah, I don't blame you. That two smaller wiring harnesses, yeah, that would mean a lot to me. You know, I'd rather deal with a little bit smaller wiring harness than have two of them to deal with instead of one. You know, they get in a big bundle, and sometimes they get to be a pain, you know, routing and trying to undo this and undo that, and you take this off, and you, oh gosh. So maybe that'll simplify things quite a bit, and glad you're making progress with that. And yeah, the matter of fact, my computer is actually plugged into a surge protector. And it went right through it. It didn't touch anything else, that's plugged into the surge protector. But yeah, it's the other stuff is a little bit bigger and heavier. I've got my Collins 30L1 amplifier plugged in right there beside my computer plug-in in the surge protector, and It didn't affect that. The amplifier came on. It was working the way it's supposed to. And then I've got a couple other things that, one other thing is plugged into that one. But I've got three different surge protectors in here with different things that are plugged into them. And but my computer power supply was the only thing it got. There was a... It's a little small switching power supply that's inside the computer case. And I did learn some stuff while I had it apart and was working on it. I did notice that the cooling fan that's over the processor, you know, where your big heat sink and all that is in your computer, the fan was drawing the heat off of the circuit board up through the heat sink and then blowing it outside. And I thought to myself, you know, that's not very efficient. You know, if you want to keep things cool, especially with the heat sink, you need to pull the cool air in from the room and let it blow across the heat sink, because the heat sink's already warm. And so I reversed that fan. And believe it or not, my computer is running cooler, and it seems to have I told my oldest son it had slowed down. It, you know, the speed had dropped off a little bit. He said, "Dad," he said, "it may be getting hot." So I got to notice this fan. And so I did, and it seems to be working a whole lot better, and it seems to have picked the speed back up.
Actually, a lot of computers, if you go into the BIOS, they will, certain sections of the BIOS, I don't know if it's diagnostics or whatever, but they all could be a little different depending on the manufacturer. But I've seen a lot of cases where they'll actually give you the temperature of the processor and maybe some other devices in there too. You can actually take a read.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to do that. I'm a computer dummy. I'll be the first one to admit it. But I'm learning, I'm learning to get around on them. And as far as, my sons, both of them, just run circles around me when it comes to computers. Oldest one, he's in IT. I told him, I said, I can work on a mainframe, but I can't work on this other stuff because you have to program too much into it, and I don't know how to program. He said, "Dad, I can teach you how to program in 5 minutes. I said, "Well, when are you coming down here?"
I understand. I've been working on computers since 1992. every day I still learn things. And people are like, you didn't know that already? I mean, every day I see something new I've never seen before. They can be some of the most aggravating folks in the world I've ever
My thinking is on that is the day I quit learning will be the day they put me in the ground, I guess. But I enjoy learning new stuff, and we got some friends down from Statesville, North Carolina. We've been knowing for gosh forever, seems like. They came to visit with us a little bit, and Rick and I were talking, and he's a world of knowledge himself. He worked on transmissions and axles and stuff like that for a number of years, and he's taught me a bunch, you know, when it comes to do's and don'ts of axles and transmissions and that sort of thing.
I understand that. I know very little about a transmission. I have taken the fans off before and changed the filters, and, you know, checked to make sure there was no nuts and bolts and bearing caps lying in the fan. Never have found anything, come out with anything as far as that goes. But I don't know a whole lot about them. And drive shafts, I had a Ford Ranger one time with a drive shaft that was out of balance. You go down the road and it started vibrating. I had that thing worked on a couple of times too. Finally got it somewhat better after a little bit of trouble. But anyway, yeah, you never stop learning until you die. That's for sure, Gary.
That's the way I want it to be, you know. It's let my old brain keep working as long as it can. And as long as I can stay around here and learn something new, I'm in good shape.
Well, I guess I'll let you get back to the bed and see if we've got some more check-ins. I'm fixing to get the sack, hit the bed here. I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning and didn't sleep very well after that, so I'm kind of dragging. So anyway, tell Miss Joy we said hello, and y'all have a good evening. KI4DOS to the net, KC4SK.
Hey, Larry, well, I hope you sleep better tonight. Don't wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And do go get to bed and get you some rest, and I hope you sleep a whole lot better than you did last night. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. You please tell Miss Rondo that we said hello, and we're going to have to get together again one of these days soon. We enjoyed the last time we got together and look forward to doing it again. So y'all take care, and we'll say 73 to you for now, Larry. Y'all be good and have a good evening. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Whiskey Papa, KQ4 GWP. It's Hayden down in Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
KI4DOS. Okay, running kind of late tonight. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 Easy, and Harry and Candler. Looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, Gary. Be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KI4DOS. November 2, Oscar Call, Scott in Greenville, negative and negative.
DOS. Send that out. Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel, Lima, Zulu, Benson, and Marshall. Thank you for calling the net, sir. 73.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4GWP. That's Mr. Hayden over here in Easley. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Hayden. Hope you are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, he's up there in Candler. Harry, Patrick was the only one in the Echo 2 Hotel group there. But I'm glad you came in there, so he's not the only one from that group. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks up there in Waynesville. Had a good time last time, and hopefully we'll have a wonderful time again here in a couple of weeks. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you take care and have a great evening and the rest of the week. And then we got M2OG. That's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4HLZ. That's Mr. Benson, and he's up there in Marshall, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Benson. Good signal into the repeater, as always, there, young man. Appreciate you being with us, and hope you are doing well. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.